Talking with Tim Bierman from Larrabee, Iowa at World Pork Expo. Tim is the president of the National Pork Board, Board of Directors. Tim, big announcement here regarding your Pork Quality Assurance Plus, PQA Plus program, part of your We Care initiative. Tell us about that.
Definitely, yeah. We're celebrating the 3 years of getting pork producers certified for the PQA Plus program, and we have just short of 50,000 producers that are certified, and then we have about 60% of the pigs that are on sites have been site assessed. So it's a great accomplishment, and we're looking forward to getting to that 50,000 mark by 1st of July, and looking forward to getting the rest of our producers having their sites assessed. So that's a challenge that we're putting toward our producers here in this country.
What does this program mean for the pork industry?
Well, definitely it means that we want to show our consumers that we are doing the right thing. We're watching our withdrawal times on medication. We are treating our animals with care. Animal well-being is done it on the right way. And definitely it's a program that we can put out to consumers and say, we are doing all the right things. Your product is safe. We have the best quality product, and don't need to be afraid of any of the pork here that you eat in the United States.
And maybe, as we were talking earlier in a news conference, maybe as important as the consumer, and of course that covers a wide range of folks, but you were telling us earlier, I think the retailers, the chefs, and those kinds of folks, this is something that's really of concern to them.
Well, definitely it is. It's a concern of all our customers, whether it be retail or food service. It's definitely very important to them because they want to sell a product that they can stand behind and be proud of selling it and know that it's been raised in a socially responsible way. So definitely very important to them. And actually even overseas, it is very important to them. Been to Japan a couple of times, and they always talk about our PQA Plus program.
So where do you go from here with this? What other goals do you have set?
Well, definitely, you know, we will, after we get this PQA Plus program rolling, we will evaluate the program and see where we can need to improve on it. And then we may have to tweak the program and improve it over the next few years.
Also wanted to ask you about pork advertising, pork promotion. And I understand there's some changes taking place there, too.
Definitely right now in the domestic marketing department, we are working on coming up with a new domestic marketing campaign. The other white meat has been a fantastic campaign over the last 20-some years, and it's time to move on from the other white meat. So we are in the process of developing a new marketing campaign and hope to kick that off next spring.
Let me ask you, too, about your own operation here and tell us about what you do there.
Back home on the farm? Yes, I have a wean to finish operation back at Larrabee, Iowa, and also a corn and grain operation. So we purchase some wieners and grow them out and market those. So it's a pretty simple wean to finish operation, and then we can also raise corn and soybeans.
Changes that you've made in the operation after the last couple of years, up or down? Or
well, definitely you're always trying to be more efficient and try to survive the downturn in the market we've had in the last couple of years. So we did cut back on some numbers and doing a little bit of everything. We got some of our own hogs. We also contract feed and with some other people and doing a combination of things to survive this, and then we'll see how the market responds here over the next year or so and whether we'll grow our operation again.
I've heard a lot of people say that, you know, after tightening the belt pretty good for the last couple of years, that they are at least here looking at some of the equipment and things that they probably have put off improving.
Yeah, definitely, you know, over the last couple of years, it's been absolutely no profit, mostly losses. You do not upgrade your or do many repairs as you normally would. So now they're feeling a lot more confident in the market and need to spend some money to bring their operations up to date. And so they're down here looking at new technology and and see what they can do to improve their operations.